So sing along if you know this one.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too.
It's not a hymn that's in our hymnal, but we used to sing it at my church in Kentucky, and we've sung it at the Celtic service before. It's called the Servant Song. Last week, we heard a different servant song from Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. And this week, he continues with another one. You are my servant in whom I will be glorified. I will give you as a light to the nations. Scholars have identified four servant songs in the book of Isaiah. Two, which we heard last week and this week in Isaiah 40 and 42, and two that we hear in Holy Week, Isaiah 50 and 52. That's when the key turns from major to minor, turns from exaltation to suffering. See, my servant shall prosper, she shall be exalted and lifted up and shall be very high, and he shall be despised and rejected and led like a lamb to slaughter. Now, as Christians, these servant songs appear to be referring to Jesus, because Jesus is the one who bears our infirmities, carries our diseases, is oppressed, afflicted, cut off from the land of the living. It's a completely legitimate interpretation. It's certainly the way John the Baptist interprets it today. Behold, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As Christians, we often read the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, through the lens of Jesus, and that's fine, it's appropriate, it's easy to do, because especially these servant songs of Isaiah, all of the gospel writers do exactly this. They all use Isaiah extensively to explain who Jesus is and what he is doing here among us. Last week we heard, I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out the prisoners from the darkness, which Matthew and Mark and especially Luke all echo fairly frequently. It's a refrain that gets repeated over and over again in the New Testament. And certainly Jesus is here to open our eyes, to bring us out of darkness, to shine a light. But is this prophecy in Isaiah just about Jesus? Or to put it another way, is this a reference only to Jesus? Or might the servant be someone or something else as well? Listen to what Isaiah actually says today. You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. The Lord formed me in the womb to be his servant to bring Jacob back, that Israel might be gathered, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. Now that might be Jesus, but it might also be something else. The identity of Isaiah's servant, who these songs refer to, is, as you might suspect, hotly debated among theologians. As Christians, we can certainly mount a case for Jesus, while Jewish scholars can certainly argue that it's a messianic figure, but not necessarily Jesus. Arab-speaking rabbis have argued that it could be Cyrus the Great, the Persian king who freed the Israelites from their exile and returned them to Jerusalem. In the passage we heard today, it actually sounds like Isaiah is referring to himself. He made my mouth like a sharpened blade. He hid me in the shadow of his hand. So it's possible that Isaiah is the servant, or Cyrus, or the Messiah. It's not exactly clear. There's another possibility. The Jewish Study Bible notes that the term servant in most of the other passages in Isaiah clearly refers to Israel, the whole body of Israel, or to the faithful within Israel as a whole, and that this is the most likely explanation. In other words, the servant of Isaiah is a corporate identity. And anyone who fears God and does what is right, as Peter declared last week, can be seen as a servant of God, which means Jews, Muslims, Christians, agnostics. We can all be servants. We all have the potential to be servants. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus is not the servant. We can still hear these passages of Isaiah as being about Jesus, and we can hear them as being about something else as well, as a call that we all have. We are pilgrims on the journey. We are travelers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. That's what a servant does. It's what Jesus did, and that's what we do. Jesus is the servant who shows us how to be servants as well. Servants in the mold of Isaiah. Servants of God, a light to the nation, opening the eyes of the blind, bringing people out of darkness. I will hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to hear. My teacher, Bill Countryman, describes this kind of servant leadership, this kind of servant ministry, as the priesthood of all humanity. He says all of us, knowingly or not, minister as priests to one another. And all of us, knowingly or not, receive priestly ministration from one another. He says everyone is the priest of a mystery that someone else does not know. I'm going to repeat that. Everyone is the priest of a mystery that someone else does not know. So, for example, how to construct a budget, how to maneuver through the politics of the workplace, how to roast a turkey. The experience, he says, of being a priest, of being a servant, that experience is so common that much of the time we don't even notice it. But he says that we are constantly serving as priests of mysteries known to us but unknown to others. And we are constantly being served by those who know things that we do not know. I will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. Priestly ministry. Servant ministry. The servant songs of Isaiah describe one who walks with us, who teaches us, who lights the way, who speaks the truth, who intercedes on our behalf, and yes, who sometimes suffers. With his life and with his actions, Jesus shows us how to do this. But every one of us can be and are called to be servants. These songs describe all of us. Describe any of us who walk in the way of love. So join me, won't you? Will you let me be your servant? Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too.
Amen.